Pod People.
Relax. Breathe. Welcome to Ghost Honey's
Dream Machine.
Greetings, gentle listeners. Do you ever sleep? When you sleep, do you sometimes dream? Then, congratulations, you're at the right place. If maybe you don't sleep or dream, then don't worry. You can still stay. If you have a dream you would like to send in and have me read on the podcast, you can send it in to me through the link I have in my bio across all my social media platforms. It can be a short dream, a long dream, a happy dream or sad dream, or a downright incoherent, wildly weird fever dream that has been haunting you for years. I love them all. Our first dream comes in from Raven. She wrote in saying, "The most powerful and important dream I have had to date was almost 3 years ago. At this point in my life, for context, I was quite miserable and hadn't really come to terms with my gender identity. I had been practicing witchcraft at that point for almost 20 years, and I'd started working with the Morrigan. Now, gentle listeners, I wasn't familiar with the Morrigan, so I did some Googling, and this information is from otherworldlyoracle.com. The Morrigan is the Celtic goddess of war, shapeshifting, death, crows, motherhood, sex, birth, shadows, destruction, and love. How can the goddess of war also be a goddess of motherhood and love? Celtic women often fought alongside their husbands in battle and were considered fierce protectors of their land and family. Henceforth, it's no surprise a war goddess is also a goddess of mothers and love. Sacred polarity plays into this goddess's unique characteristics." Now, gentle listeners, back to Raven's dream. "One night, I have the most vivid dream of stormy weather and descending into what felt like the Earth's core. And then it came. I was walking barefoot in the forest. My assigned male at birth features seemed to melt into something softer and more feminine, and I carefully and slowly make my way through a corridor of trees. It's dark, and the night sky is starless. And the only celestial body is the moon, and she's full and closer than I'd ever seen. I hear the beating of wings overhead, and the shrill and low calls of corvids, possibly crows, possibly magpies, definitely ravens. Before I know it, I'm at a clearing, and there's a circular lake, and the water is so black in the moonlight, and the birds above me start swooping and darting past me. Hundreds of them start launching themselves violently toward the ground to start with. And as swiftly as they started, they stopped. And a woman stood before me. She was not human, but a spirit or deity of some kind, and her form was made up entirely of wings and beady eyes, and beaks, and feet, and feathers. As she moved, there was a deep violet energy which looked starry about her, and it seemed to be what pulled the ravens to her to create her feminine form. She looked at me with starry purple eyes and touched my face. Her touch was warm and cold all at the same time, and said one word to me, 'Fly.' I took form of a raven and flew. Once I woke, I knew that I had to start my transition and to be the Raven I always knew I should be. I don't know if it was the Morrigan that came to me, but it's pretty cool if it were, and I'd like to think that it was. Wow. Raven, I'm so happy for you. What a beautiful and powerful dream. I'm so glad that you are living your truth, and thank you for sharing this dream with us. The visuals of your dream are something that I think will stay with me for a very long time. This next dream is from Fausti, and it is a roller coaster. So, last night I had a dream where my family was being hunted by the FBI because of a crime I couldn't remember. In the dream, my family consisted of my mom, my older brother, twins in the middle, and then there was me, and then a younger sister. By the way, I only have one older brother in real life. The thing is, my mom changed our names and every piece of information on our IDs to escape, and we moved to Korea to become influencers, and we were so popular, yet the FBI still couldn't find us. At some point of the dream, I caught my mom telling the twins, "You have to keep pretending you're actually related." And I was in a really big shock. Oof, Fausti. I too am in shock. Wow. The fact that my mom was lying to us made me very angry, so I went to the FBI agent in charge of the case, who, for some reason, was Owen Wilson, and turned myself in even though I didn't know what we were doing wrong. Then I woke up and never found out what the big crime was or what happened next. Broken heart emoticon. Oh, Fausti, your brain left us on a cliffhanger, but that's all right. Maybe talk to your mom and ask her if she's hiding anything from you. Do a little snooping, maybe. I don't know. I'm sure she's not, but you never know. Ghost Honey's Dream Machine will be back after this break. And now, gentle listeners, back to your regularly scheduled dream. Our next dream is of the more spooky variety and was sent in by Harley. Okay, so listen. I am listening, Harley. I actually have night terrors. Do not get confused for nightmares or sleep paralysis. This shit ain't the same. Okay, gentle listeners, before we get more into Harley's dream, here is a brief definition of night terrors from mayoclinic.com. Sleep terrors are episodes of screaming, intense fear, and flailing while still asleep. Also known as night terrors, sleep terrors often are paired with sleepwalking. Like sleepwalking, sleep terrors are considered a parasomnia, an undesired occurrence during sleep. Sleep terrors affect almost 40% of children and a much smaller percentage of adults. However frightening, sleep terrors aren't usually a cause for concern. Most children outgrow sleep terrors by their teenage years. Okay, gentle listeners, back to Harley's dream. It started in middle school when my pillow pet was laying at the end of my bed and my mind confused it for a mad cat that was fighting another cat. I sat straight up and screamed at the top of my lungs. My parents came running in to wake me up. I had no idea. They got worse over the years. One night, I woke up to find myself standing at my window. I had opened the blinds and was just staring outside. I was honestly creeped out by my own self. They actually stopped for a short time, and it was nice. Just typical dreams. Then, they came back. This time, with a tall, shadowy figure hovering over me, sometimes in the doorway, sometimes on the ceiling fan. I scream every single time. The worst one was I was sleeping and my boyfriend reached over to put his arm around me, but my brain told me the shadow figure had gotten me And not only did I sit up and scream, I ran to the bathroom, continually screaming until my ass hit the floor of my bathroom tile. Once I hit the ground, I woke up very embarrassed, and my roommates locked their door and were scared to come out because they thought I was getting murdered. I seeked a therapist after that one. Ha. Huh. However, I was told I am completely fine. Healthy, in fact. So, all is good. Apparently, stress or sudden change can cause them, but I think sometimes I sleep with my eyes open, and anything in the room just becomes a shadow figure. I realize this isn't a super funny story, but sometimes I wonder if anyone else out there has had this same experience. Sincerely, the girl who screams in her sleep. Oh, Harley, I'm glad you're okay. I've had a few night terrors in my lifetime and a few sleep paralysis episodes too. Sometimes the two blend together for me. There have been a few times where I'm asleep and wake up in the middle of a dream. And unlike sleep paralysis where I can't move, I sit up in bed and my vision becomes half of what my eyes are seeing and half of what I'm still dreaming about. Almost like I woke up before my body was expecting me to and the dream is still playing. The last time I experienced a night terror, I dreamt that I was standing on a street in an empty desert. The only thing in sight was a combination thrift store gas station across the street from me. I walked inside and there was one man standing in front of the cash register. I remember he was middle-aged and balding, and I walked up to ask him if they had something in stock. I can't remember what. He stared me in the eyes and said, "I'm gonna milk you." At first, in my dream, I tried to laugh it off, and then he said it again. "I'm gonna milk you." I tried to turn around to leave, but was frozen in place. Then he started to slowly walk towards me, with his hands outstretched. "I'm gonna milk you. I'm gonna milk you." I didn't know it, but I was thrashing and screaming in my sleep, which woke my husband Jahao up. He reached over to shake me awake, and the moment he touched my chest with his hand was the same moment the man in the dream grabbed me. I bolted up, screaming. Whew, I'm not too sure what that dream was about, but I don't think I've had a night terror since, and I hope that you don't either, Harley. But hopefully it's comforting to know that you're not alone. Our final dream comes from Rita. And it is a very short, but very great dream. I once dreamt the singer Hozier had his hand stuck in a cookie jar. And I went to help him take it out, but his hand was made of porcelain. And I broke it. And he went, "Oh no." What a gentle reaction from a gentle, beautiful man. Thank you, gentle listeners. This was another really great batch of dreams. Let's ask our friend the Moon what they thought of everyone's adventures through the subconscious. Hi, Moon. Did you enjoy this collection of dreams?
I love Hozier.
Oh, really?
I'm Hozier's number one fan.
That dream, really stood out to you, huh? Any other parting words of wisdom?
Watch with glittering eyes the whole world around you. Because the greatest secrets are always hidden in the most unlikely places. Those who don't believe in magic will never find it. Roald Dahl.
Oh, Moon. That was beautiful. So you believe in magic?
Honey, I'm the Moon. I am magic.
Nice. Thank you, Moon.
And thank you, gentle listeners. If you want to send your dream in to be read on the podcast, you can. Through the link in my bio across all my social media platforms. And until next time, sweet dreams. Ghost Honey's Dream Machine was written by me, Tyler Gesa. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this lovely little podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Saff, Chris Jacobs, Danielle Roth, Morgan Foose, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Barbara Jones and Mark Fisher at Outshine Talent, and all my family and friends. If you love Ghost Honey's Dream Machine, the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. And if you're an overachiever, please leave a glowing review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Ghost Honey on TikTok and at Tyler Gesa everywhere else to stay tuned on all Dream Machine news. And please, if you feel so inclined, go ahead and submit your own dreams at the link in any of my social media bios. I may include it in an upcoming episode. Bye for now.